My name is Bernard Phelan. I was a hostage in Iran for 222 days in 2022 and 2023. And this is my story. I was taken to an interrogation center in a car, blindfolded and handcuffed. And that's when the nightmare really started. And as I left the room, the judge said to me through his translator, "You will die in prison." And that was a big shock.
Tipperary-born, Dublin-raised, Paris-based Bernard Phelan, speaking there about a nightmare day in 2022 that changed his life. Bernard had been visiting Iran since 2017, first as a tourist and then developing trekking holidays. He was arrested, wrongly accused of providing information to an enemy country, and spent 7 months in an Iranian prison. He went on hunger strike before his release in May 2023. His story is told in a documentary being broadcast tonight on RT1 television at 25 minutes to 11. I spoke to him earlier and he told me more about his imprisonment and it's still having consequences.
What was difficult was that it was a prison, but what you must remember, Iran executes prisoners. In our block, which is very small, there were two, because it's only a split hill, and two cells, and those cells were cells that people, men, were brought to the night before from the whole prison, they would be executed. And you know, in my book, which is the new dish is coming out, there's a chapter on Taj, my very good political prisoner friend, who was there, and we kept in touch with his family when I got out, etc. In April this year, I got a text message, Taj had been executed.
There were enormous consequences for you, physically, psychologically, consequences you're still suffering. And I understand, Bernard, you've recently suffered a stroke.
Yes, I'm talking to you from my hospital room. I had a stroke last Monday week. I'm recovering slowly. I can walk. My voice is a bit strange. My right arm is not working. But I've discovered that this is a consequence, possible consequence of post-traumatic stress disorder. We tend to be more likely to have a stroke. We're 60% more likely to have a stroke with the older person than somebody in the street. So I thought Iran is behind me, you know, in terms of suffering. And now it's coming back again, and it's terrible. It's terrible for me, but also terrible for my sister, Karen, and his husband, Roland, to go through another terrible situation.
Many people who will have followed your story at the time will remember your father's interventions on your behalf. In fact, you ended a hunger strike in prison because of a plea from your father.
Yes.
That reconciliation and reunion with your father must have been very moving for you.
Very, very moving. I mean, when I got back to France on 12th of May and had no paperwork to go to travel. But the Irish embassy in Paris rushed me a passport. And I was able to go back and see my father, touch him. It's very moving because Taj's father died when he was in prison. And that was my big worry. My dad was 97. Would he live to see me? Haunted me all the time. I was so happy when I met my dad. And the Irish government, you know, they were invited into Mira Martin, Foreign Affairs, and even met the president. That, you know, it was just wonderful for him. I was so happy.
People will be able to see and hear your full story. You Will Die in Prison. It airs tonight on RT1 television at 25 minutes to 11. Just finally, Bernard, your final thoughts on hostages and how the EU, you believe, should act collectively to secure their release?
I think, and I'm working with other hostages, we've met people in Brussels, the EU needs to coordinate a response for hostages, especially in terms of hostages when they come back. Every country is different. How to treat them. I don't understand. We are European citizens, Europe should be helping us. The EU should be helping us. They're not helping us.
Bernard Phelan speaking to me from his hospital bed a little earlier.